Morning, Tuesday, day after bank holiday, and traffic appears to be brisk. I'm going to go around the country lanes instead of following the sheep. Oh, that means I've not been up long. No, about 20 minutes. Didn't really have a good night's sleep again, so I ended up on the settee last night. Mainly due to, fuck you. Sorry, not you. I'm in the car in front of me who just decided that they weren't going to let me through. In typical happy fashion. So I really wanted to capture... I wanted to capture this crazy dream that I had last night, or at some point this morning, and I can only think that it would be brought on by having a glass of wine really, really late and then going to bed literally like 10 minutes afterwards. But it was, I don't know what time period it was, but I was in this sort of tram, subway, cart, car, going overland. As in, I'd obviously come out of a subway and I was up overland. And it was weird because the track was by the side of a freeway. And it looked like a district of New York. And above me were like loads of meshes of communication wires and satellites and tarpaulin all over these... interconnecting these satellites and made them look like, I don't know, real futuristic kind of hive things, almost very sort of like Matrix-y, you know, the bugs, the way that the bugs look in the Matrix, where they've got like those little antennae on the end and the scamper stuff and they're on like extensions, sort of like that, very futuristic, very Half-Life 2 styling. And it was obviously not present day. It was definitely old communication systems that were just, you know, in the air doing nothing. And I remembered that there was a lady and a girl to my left, and on the right hand side there was a woman with a guitar, and she was singing, just, you know, just singing her heart out, like, and nobody was noticing at all. I remember looking behind me and seeing a piece of twisted perspex window teared up at the corner, obviously, where people, you know, didn't got in, basically. And I remember this guy, and I don't remember the guy's facial features, I don't remember anything about him. All I remember is that I'd ordered a product that I had to pick up, and I'd picked it up, and he told me, you know, literally we'd gone downstairs into this underground place and everything was all locked up. It was almost like I'd ordered something that I needed and I had to go and get it from him, and he was quite a specialist in all this sort of stuff. And he demoed this thing to me and was banging on about it, and, oh, you should come down later, we're having a little get together, blah blah blah. And then bang, I was on that train I was just on about. And then I remember being at this guy's place for a short time, and then it jumped again, and I was on the bus, and I was on this tram, and then we were trying to change trams, and the trams was really busy, and I'd lost everything, my wallet, passport, the lot. And so that was a bit frantic. We were looking around, and the other guy was like, oh, you know, can't believe, you know, don't you understand how this system works, blah blah blah. And he found my wallet on the floor, and he picked it up, and it was empty. You know, it was like this freeze frame moment. It was like empty, there was nothing in it whatsoever. But he looked at me as if to say, he looked at me with no compassion, almost like he'd had it, you know, and he wanted me to, wanted to see how I reacted to the fact that my wallet was empty. And then I woke up really, really strange. It was almost like being a character in Half-Life 2 in some moments of it. But the thing that was really weird is that there was this tram was beside a freeway, so like briefly you saw snippets of the freeway, and it was a dip, and then it was up, and it was dip, and the thing had to slow down because it was too unpredictable to go too fast down these things. Really strange dream. Don't know what that means. Love to get that translated. Maybe it's a survivalistic need in me kicking in. Very, very strange. There was another part to it at the beginning to do with leaving my iPhone and or my phone, whatever it was, I presume it was my iPhone, on a table, and I kept on looking.